us to be celebrated in the great house of Jinjalin. When Peter and his wife sailed away, as other sons and daughters had sailed before, to return to Nevis rarely, for those were the days of travel unflintered. John and Mary were left alone. The youngest daughter, she who afterwards became the wife of Thomas of St. Cloris, was at school in England. By this time, Dr. Fawcett had given up his practice and was living in his income. He took great interest in his cane fields and mills and in the culture of limes and pineapples. But in spite of this outdoor life, his temper soared and he became irritable and exhausting. Gout settled in him as a permanent reminder of the high fortunes of his middle years, and when the Gallic exability of his temperament, aggravated by half century of hot weather, was stung to fierce expressions by the twinges of his disease. He was an abdominal companion for a woman 20 years closer to youth. In the solitudes of large house, Mary found life unbearable. Still handsome, naturally gay of temper, and brilliant figure in society, she deserted her elderly husband for weeks at a time. The day came when he permanently forbade her to leave the place.